This morning when I was reading the Divine Hours, I read this prayer. I want to make you aware of this prayer, and I want it to, I want you to think about it as we eat the Lord's Supper together. In a minute, we'll have two life springers. We'll come down and distribute it to us. And I want you to think keenly about this, because this is what the Lord's Supper is really all about. This prayer is called Agnus Dei, A-G-N-U-S. Agnus means lamb, and D-E-I, Dei, means God. The prayer, and I'm going to ask you to recite it in a minute, but the prayer goes like this. O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on me. O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on me. O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, grant me your peace. That's Agnus Dei. Really ties in nicely with Isaiah 53. In Isaiah 53, we have this great passage about a Messiah figure. And among other things, it says, all we like sheep, using this shepherd and sheep kind of metaphor, all we like sheep have gone astray. And if you know anything about sheep, you know how prone they are to wander off and get lost. And Jesus even told a parable about that. Farther down, Isaiah 53 says, he, this Messiah figure, was like a lamb led to the slaughter. And as a sheep is silent, doesn't say a word as it goes to be sheared for its wool. As a sheep is silent before its shearers, he did not open his mouth as he was led to the slaughter. Will you repeat Agnus Dei with me? O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on me. O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on me. O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, grant me your peace. So will you come and share the Lord's Supper with us? Who's going to help with that?